The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com. I am, of course, Sir Rocky, riding solo here today to present a review of NBA 2K22. Thanks to our friends over at 2K for providing us with the game to give you guys a pretty good review of the new offering from 2K. Should let everyone know right now, NBA 2K22 is available on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, the PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. I was informed the other day the brand new patch has been dropped, so go check out 2K's Twitter for more updates on that in terms of the bug fixes and improvements to the game. But our friends over at 2K wanted everyone to know that the first patch of the season has dropped. Look forward to more as the season progresses. Now, to start off this review, I got to talk about sort of my general impressions of the game. First off, beyond, I say, one game on the last edition of NBA 2K, 2K21, where I got to play one game on the next-gen system, this was really my first time spending some time on the next-gen system with NBA 2K. From first impressions, graphics were smooth, very realistic. I like the player models. They're more defined as they go every single year. Now with the new systems, you can do a lot more to really make them feel like, oh, hey, this is Joel Embiid. This is Ben Simmons. No matter what team he's on, as a Sixers fan, it pains me that they're probably trading him, and that's a topic for a different story on a different day, just not today. But yeah, I feel like the graphics are really smooth, they're really realistic, I really like it. Also, for speaking of graphics, for the halftime stuff, they're getting better with Shaq and Kenny, their graphics are coming along, so that's good. In terms of gameplay, it feels like, you know, previous years of the game, it has that same feel. You could see a little bit of changes here and there, but it's basketball. So, in terms of overall gameplay, like the feel of it, the passing and everything, it's basketball. It's not going to change much because it feels very realistic to begin with. It has a nice flow to it, so there isn't much you can really change. One thing that has changed, though, is the shot meter. And for me, who, you know, it takes a while to get used to some changes. And this one from the shot meter was a little bit different than previous years. It changed just slightly, but it changed noticeable. It's a bigger bar, and it's a more timing thing. You have to get used to it because it changes from shooter to shooter. And it has done that in the past, but it's more visual. Like, oh, now you see the shooting meter. You can see, okay, this is where my bad shots are occurring. This goes a little quicker. So it takes a little while to get used to. But once you get a few games under your belt, it's like, okay, I got this. Especially if you play with the same team over and over again, the game feels okay. The shooting mechanics feel good. Something I like this game is the different covers of the game. Like, it's the 75th anniversary of the NBA, so they're celebrating the diversity of the game. You have a variety of different covers, and they all came out. The artwork was fantastic. Some of the big changes, again, in the game includes the My Player mode, which is now with My City. It's the online experience for those who are unfamiliar with it. And now it's like this whole open world thing to do your career. There's storyline stuff, and then it's like open world. You have to go do quests and stuff. It's a different change. It makes this experience different. For me, I wish it would be in other 2K platforms. WWE 2K. Excuse me, I had something in my throat. But I like the open world aspect of it. You can pick the route you want to go. You can travel around throughout the city. One cool thing was you got to meet Jake from State Farm there. That was pretty cool. But the career mode has where you start your career. You either go to college, the G League, and you talk to different people to sort of pick your path, as it were, for the experience. Are some of the cutscenes a little too long? Yeah, they're a little too long to start with. But that's okay, I guess. They could be a little shorter or have the ability to skip them would be nice. Just a little bit, just because sometimes it's repetitive. Especially if you want to go back and replay this with a different character, take a different path, you probably don't want to go through the long cutscenes again. That's just, you know, a thing. Maybe you add a skip feature. Maybe if you do it a second time, you can skip through it. I don't know. I haven't gone through the second step. I haven't created the second player to figure that out. One thing I really do like with the new season mode, the My Team mode, it gives you the options to sort of change how the game plays in terms of the experience you want. For example, like there's a section of the roleplay stuff where it's like you get more cutscene options. If you don't want it and you just want to go straight basketball, you can get rid of those, the cutscenes and everything like that, and you can just make it get what you want. I like that you have the option to really define, hey, this is what I want out of this season mode experience. This is how I want it to play out. Whether it's talking about the chemistry or like I said, the cutscene experience, you're able to modify your season a little bit more in detail to give it everything you want, which is a better experience overall. So I really like that. Someone who plays, like, for me, I like the season mode. The career mode, the solo player stuff, the online stuff, that's cool. For me, it's always been about the season mode and building your franchise and taking it to the championship. Because here in Philly, it's kind of difficult sometimes to get, you know, the team to the championship. So it's like you gotta do it in the video game, as it were. So I like that experience. I like how they're gonna change it and evolve. I'm on board for this. I'm really on board for this. Other options you have in this game include the My Team mode, where you can build your own team, and that's the whole microtransaction thing, card packs. Everyone loves those type of things. What's other cool is this game is built for both systems, the newer systems and the previous gen systems. And if you have the previous gen, you have something called My Neighborhood, and it's sort of like everything else in the past, but it's designed specifically for that system to play through. It's a different little experience compared to the next gen system, which has the My City and stuff like that. It makes it unique for those who can't have it and not have like bugs and stuff going, oh, I'm trying to do this and this, but I can't because I'm not on the newer system. It's its own experience, which is really cool. Which I really, again, I think is also a smart thing for them to do. Design it for your players who have the ability to play on certain systems. Because some people don't have the ability to get the next gen system because here in the States, it's very hard to get it. The other day, Best Buy finally had like an option to get the systems in store, but that was very limited. It's like a big event. It was trending on Twitter. So like, it's been hard to get those systems. I lucked out. I did it online. I was able to get it at my local Best Buy, but that was a few months ago, but that took me months to be able to get the new system because it's just that hard because of everything that's gone on in the last year. Parts are not available to make the systems as fast as there is demand. So for me, that's pretty cool. Like I mentioned, I like the My City feel. The open world experience is cool. Another really cool feature in this game, which you wouldn't think is a big deal, but it is actually a really big deal. So having the game be as realistic as possible is a hard thing for a video game franchise to do, especially one that's localized. Well, 2K found a way to make it feel more localized and feel more realistic by adding the addition of localized PA announcers to the game. Every arena has its own PA announcer. So every home team has their announcer in the game. So the Sixers have theirs, Lakers have theirs. It gives that home court feel to it, which changes the aspect of it. So it's not like you're playing the same game no matter what arena you're in. Whether you're in Philly, LA, Chicago, it will sound different because public address announcer is different. It's a small change, but it's a cool change, and it's something I really like. So that's really good. So how I would rate this game, to me, having had time to play it and go really hands-on on it, you work out some kinks, you work out some the shooting mechanics, and you get yourself together. I would say 8.5 out of 10 is how I would rate this game. A really good option from 2K. Saying it's 8.5 means there's room to grow as you can do more things, evolve it with the new gen systems. Because that's where the state of the game is now. It's building off what you have and creating a fresher environment going forward. So yeah, that's my take. That's my review of NBA 2K22, which is available right now wherever you get it, whether you digitally download it, whether you get it from Best Buy, GameStop, wherever. It's available now for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, the PC, and the Nintendo Switch. Go out, get NBA 2K22 now available. Thanks to our friends again from 2K for providing us access to the game to review for you guys. Stay tuned for more reviews. You can check out rockradioshow.com for all the reviews we've done in the past. We just did one from Madden, and we'll have more coming up next year with the 2K franchise, WWE 2K22, which will be available this March. Stay tuned to their Twitter for more updates. I believe they're dropping new information this January about the game. The new game comes out March 2022, so look out for that. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms and wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music. It's available everywhere. Search for it, get it, download it, save the subscribe button. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. That's for me. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you check out the live show, The Rack, live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, streaming live at twitch.tv/WTRLive. So I'm Sir Rock, and this has been The Rock Extra Reviews, NBA 2K22, and we'll see you again in the near future for another review. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.